Are we loving our neighbors, or is everyone just lovers of self? I am Kelly Newcomb with Brave Parenting, and this is The Brave Briefing, a technology and cultural update for Christian parents. Well, British news outlet The Telegraph published an article on Friday highlighting how smartphones are destroying our sense of common decency. What sparked this conversation was the controversy around selfies taken at Pope Francis's funeral. This wasn't just any random selfie, but selfies taken in front of his open casket at St. Peter's Basilica. The author of the article, Miriam Cates, argues that such behavior, what she calls, quote, Vatican selfie gate, isn't just disrespectful, it's symptomatic of a deeper cultural issue. Well, whether it is in the UK or here in America, it's pretty obvious that the smartphone has eroded a lot of the common respect due to others. And let's not act for a second like this is just young people. Whether it's adults driving erratically while on their phones, parents blocking everyone's view of a school performance with their phone, or senior citizens out shopping while having entire conversations on speakerphone, we've all seen this. And either one or two things happen. Everyone either gets used to it, or they get annoyed with humanity, leading them to despise people. As Christians, we must recognize that this erosion of common decency is really the manifestation of being lovers of self rather than loving our neighbors. The Apostle Paul warned Timothy that in the last days, which is everything between Christ's resurrection and his return, that people would be lovers of themselves, proud, boastful, without love, and without self-control. Well, this self-love is not only promoted and celebrated online, but amplified in real life through our addiction to smartphones. Subtly, we have all been trained to look down at our phones and disregard the presence and dignity of others. Jesus put out a clear commandment in Matthew 22:39 to love your neighbor as yourself. Loving our neighbor requires our undistracted presence. It means regarding others as more important than yourself and sacrificing personal conveniences and desires, such as taking a selfie with the recently deceased Pope. As smartphone indecency continues to become commonplace, it's harder to do this, especially for young people who have grown up in the selfie-centered culture. While the article offers a few suggestions for improving this quote-unquote intolerable situation, a blend of rules, legislation, and application of social stigma. The author suggests that shops, restaurants, and tourist attractions could implement no phone policies. Well, this immediately brings to my mind the recent Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia. In an effort to preserve tradition, minimize distractions, and maintain control of the tournament, they strictly prohibit all phones. Well, does that stop people from wanting to attend? No way. This is one of the most sought-after sporting events to attend. There's a lottery every year for tickets with an odds of winning of 0.5%. And when you hear about the experience of those who get to go, they absolutely love the opportunity to be disconnected. So what wisdom can Christian parents learn from all of this? Well, first, it is our job to teach children how to love their neighbor more than they love themselves, and how to respect others in public with their phone use. If we don't set the example and expectation, culture will wash them away with its tide of selfie-centeredness. Second, hard and fast boundaries around taking selfies are necessary. Self-love is not a cure for the human condition of sin. It's an exploitation of it. Parents, stop accepting this as decent or even healthy habits. And finally, all of us need to be disconnected every now and then. It's not unloving to take your kid's phone away and force them to unplug for a day or more. And we don't have to wait for legislation to mandate we unplug at restaurants. We just need to bravely insist that our families do it. No one likes this in the beginning, but everyone loves it in the end because that's the embodied relational life that we were actually created to live. Well, if you want to learn more on this topic, I have chapters dedicated to respect and how we love our neighbors and humility and how we refrain from taking flattering pictures of ourselves in my book, Managing Media, Creating Character, which you can grab on Amazon. Okay, friends, That is your Brave Briefing. If you have any questions, reach out, share this with a friend, and until next time, go and be brave.